Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi there. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris Paulette. I'm one of the editors here at HowStuffWorks, and with me is writer Jonathan Strickland.
Howdy.
And today we're going to be talking about an article that I wrote some time ago called How the Google Apple Cloud Computer Will Work. Just to give you a little background about it, this is a completely hypothetical product. It's something that writer Nicholas Carr was talking about in his blog in a post in October 2007. And basically what he said was that because the future of computing is cloud computing, and because Apple is such a great technology provider and Google would be such a good back end, it would be really neat if they came up with a portable device that Apple made that Google would supply the back end for, the computing power for. And the thing is, it may sound completely fictional, but I don't know. You've been writing a lot about cloud computing.
I have.
What do you think?
And for those of you who don't know, cloud computing is when you've got a network of computers or even supercomputers that does all the processing power for you. You use your computer to log in and access these resources. So your computer's not doing the work. There's a network doing it. And Google's very much interested in this. They've been pouring millions of dollars of research into cloud computing over the last couple of years. So half of that equation seems to already be well on its way. The question is whether or not some hardware producer will come up with the hardware end of it, the front end, if you will. That's where the largest amount of speculation is, because we know that there are companies doing the back end. I mean, Google's just one of them. There's also IBM, and Microsoft is also interested, as well as others. So it's coming. We just don't know who's going to be giving you the hardware you'll be using to access it, if you're not just using a regular computer, that is.
Yeah, it's, you know, of course, Apple's gotten a lot of positive feedback for design, especially with its more recent things like the iPod and the iPhone. And really, I guess, in a way, the iPhone is already a cloud computer of sorts. I mean, you could use Google Docs or some of the other cloud computing programs right now on an iPhone, or some of the other phones too, for that matter, right?
Right, right. But with the Google Apple program, of course, you're talking about a very streamlined piece of hardware that would that wouldn't cost very much money. I think $200 was the figure Carr was throwing around.
Yeah.
So that's very appealing. You think about that, a personal computer for $200 for people who aren't really expert users, they might not understand that that doesn't that computer doesn't actually have any real native capabilities. It's really just a terminal to access other capabilities, which I think is probably the biggest concern. It's just a user awareness. If they don't know that this, they might be used to a computer where they save all their programs onto a hard drive or onto a disk. People who aren't really savvy about that might have some issues buying a computer that, you know, you can't do that. It doesn't have that. It doesn't have a hard drive, or it doesn't have an optical drive, or things like that.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny. It reminds me of my college computing days, and I'm dating myself here, but back when I had to use a VAX terminal in the basement of the library where I was in college. You know, it was basically just a monitor and a keyboard, and all the processing power was handled by a centralized supercomputer.
Right. Yeah, it's going back to that timeshare model where you had a central computer and several terminals, and people could access the central computer's resources, but the terminals themselves didn't really have anything to them. I mean, other than it was just an interface. It's interesting because it is going in a full cycle. You're going back to the early days of computing with this model. It's just it's on a much more complex scale.
Yeah, it's funny though. You have other items like the MacBook Air, which doesn't have an optical drive built in, you know, and it doesn't even have an Ethernet port. So, you know, all your computing would be done wirelessly.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an actual computer. It's got, you know, a flash storage drive on it instead of a magnetic hard drive. So that's, you know, I guess in a way, in some ways, we're already getting there. It's just not exactly what Carr had in mind.
Right. And Apple has a reputation of being very newbie friendly. But right now, we're just not seeing that. The MacBook Air, I don't think, is really a newbie computer. In fact, I would think that most people wouldn't be purchasing an Air for their primary computer. That's almost a secondary or tertiary computer. For those who have the resources for it, because it's also a fairly expensive computer. But Apple certainly has the capability of producing something very streamlined. So we may in fact see Carr's vision play out. It might take a few more years, though.
Yeah. Well, until then, you can definitely check out how the Google Apple Cloud Computer will work on HowStuffWorks.com. And we'll talk to you again soon.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is, experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.